So today I am recording actually back in my office versus out on a walk talk. And partly that was because I started recognizing that that space, that time that I was cultivating for myself as my self-care practice or to be connecting into my private clients was starting to feel like, ooh, I need to be out on this walk and start creating and recording. And something all of a sudden clicked that I was like, ooh, I don't know if that's actually what I always want to be doing when I'm out and I'm walking. So I just need to balance it out that there might be still some times that I record on a walk. But for right now, I was like, let's just go back in the office and see what unfolds. Like maybe I just needed a couple of days of walking and talking to kind of get me back into what I feel like is my creative flow, especially when it comes to the podcast. And actually what I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about today on the podcast was also something that's been kind of weighing heavy on my heart for like a very long time. And I kind of talked maybe briefly about this in another episode. But I really want to dive into this because it's definitely something I'm starting to see more and more people talking about, whether it's like people online, like an influencer or a coach or like astrologists or just like people like just in, you know, like-minded people that I'm chatting with online or my clients or just people in general. I'm starting to notice like this common theme that's been coming up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, isn't that interesting? Like this has been in my field, like, and when I say my field, I'm meaning like my energy field that I've been kind of moving through and processing for probably a good like 4 or 5 years now. And I say it's interesting, but really it's not, because when I think about how my energy works as a projector, I'm like, this actually happens a lot, that I will start processing something through me that actually is kind of be like almost like a reoccurring theme that will start popping up for the collective. And so it's almost kind of like a preemptive, like me physically going through it and emotionally going through it. And then all of a sudden it's like, it can sometimes be like a month later and then all of a sudden other people are like experiencing it, or it could be like several years later. And I think this one specifically, maybe why it's been several years. And as we get into it, like it makes sense why. And so I posted something on my Insta stories this morning, and it was actually me just kind of talking about like, if you don't see me on the socials, like this is probably what I'm doing. But I also kind of referenced to like me not being on the socials as much as maybe like this old version of Blair. And old version of Blair, if you've been in my world for like a really long time, you probably remember the days where I was online a lot. I was sharing a lot. I was posting a lot. I was in the stories a lot. I was going live a lot. I was just creating content like nobody's business. And I was very much vulnerably showing up and sharing my story. And I'm sure a lot of the people that are listening to this right now, like this is how you came into my space. Is through those, you know, stories and things that I was very much showing very honestly and raw my journey, whether it was like in my hysterectomy, whether it was in when I was sharing like postpartum depression or my weight journey or my breast implant illness, or I had 18 inches of my colon removed and I was talking a lot about health struggles. I feel like a lot come in around like the health struggles and things that I've been through, but also just like sharing about my kids and just motherhood and all of this stuff, right? So there's a lot of this stuff that I've shared over the years online. And then somewhere along the line, I'm sure a lot of people noticed, and I know you noticed because you messaged me and you're like, everything good? Like what's going on? And then, or when I would reemerge, I would get an influx of messages like, oh my God, I'm so glad you're back. Like I missed you. You were really somebody I enjoyed following, or when you would come on, like there's always some level of a nugget that you would share. And it was always so impactful and supportive. And at that time, this last like 4 or 5 years, I've been going through a lot of things in my own personal healing that kind of required me to pull back. And so social media is a space, right, that we can come on and we can connect. And I think like that's really the intention, I would think, of why it was created, right? When you think about like MySpace, Facebook, is MySpace even a thing anymore? I don't even know. Like, I know I got locked out of it and I was trying to get back onto it because I remember like the phase of my life I was in when I was on MySpace. And I'm like, I just wish I could have access that to it again, just so I could like go through it. Though I do remember, if this is dating me, I know so much, but you know, I'm going to be 43 here in a couple months. Okay. Or no, like a month, like a little over a month. Oh dear God. But I still remember like you know how we could put songs, right? And like, so somebody would land on your page and a song would play. FYI, I still wish we could do that. Like Facebook, like, come on now. Like I would freaking love that. But I remember the song that played. And I can't even remember the name of it right now, but I'm sure I could go look it up. I probably have it on playlist somewhere on my Spotify. But anyways, side note, these, you know, spaces, these digital spaces were created so that we could commune together in community and we could connect. The issue that I've seen over the years is that a space that was used to connect has started to become a space where we're actually becoming way more disconnected with ourselves and disconnected from our day-to-day world. And this is due to like a multitude of things. And I know like a lot of people are going to say, well, like 2020 and 2021, like there was a lot of stuff that was flooding onto the online stuff. And, you know, it became some at points like very toxic or very aggressive in nature. And there was just a lot that was going on. But I'm also just like the overall, like when you think of when you get on to the social medias, right, and you're scrolling, it can be one, when I'm looking at this from like the lens of like the nervous system, right, and even the lens of human design, because you know I'm going to bring that both those lenses in. When I'm looking at it from the lens of the nervous system, it's, you know, there's all these things that are coming and flooding through your newsfeed that you don't really have any, when you think about it, you don't really have a lot of control all the time of what's coming through. Unless you're being really mindful, which you can go through and really like purge out your, you know, your pages, clearing out friends, or muting people. You can do that too. I don't know if you know that. You can mute people. So it's maybe like, it's not that I don't want to be friends with them online, and it's not that I don't want to see what they're doing, but maybe currently right now, the season of life that they're in or the season of business that they're in, for whatever reason, like every time I see it, I recognize that I'm getting like activated, like it's making me anxious or it's making me angry or it's making whatever the fuck it is, right? Like just noticing that you can mute that or unfriend it or unfollow it or whatever the hell, right? But it still doesn't mean that we're not getting ads. It still doesn't mean that we're still not having things pop up, right? Because it's going to happen. And so you have to recognize, like, if you're scrolling through and like one thing is like, oh my God, it's an adorable puppy. And like, oh my God, it's so cute. And then like 2 seconds later, it's like something very like traumatic and triggering. And, you know, sometimes there's things that come up in my newsfeed that would not impact my husband whatsoever, right? But it could be something that it affects like a piece of me or like a trauma or something that I'm moving through. And I see it in the imagery or the wording or whatever. And it's like, I'm recognizing it's an activation, right? And so I've been becoming more mindful in that of like, when I'm on these platforms, how is this actually, how is my body responding to these things? And how am I utilizing this in a way that is not, you know, dysregulating me? And so that's definitely something that I'm going to encourage you guys, like as we continue on this conversation, is just put that in the back of your mind. And maybe the next time you're on social media, just recognize a little bit, just be, have a little more awareness and be a little more dropped in when you're on the social medias. Now, the other thing that I find is like, as we're connecting or we think we're connecting in, right, to this world, that we're connecting with people that maybe we never would have seen again after high school, or we've lost touch with, or people that we never realized that we could even connect with. Like some of my very closest best friends, my mentors, like people that have really transformed my life, I never would have met if it was not for social media. So again, I'm not knocking the socials, love the socials. It's been beautiful in my ability as a business owner as well to be able to then meet clients. And I've worked with clients all over the world, right? Not just, you know, locally, actually the mass majority of my clients are living on the other side of the country, or they're living in a completely different country, like or on the whole other side of the earth, right? That I'm working with them. And I have that ability because of social media. So that's beautiful. But the problem becomes is that when we're getting into these spaces, that sometimes what's happening is instead of being connected in, we just don't realize when we're becoming disconnected from ourselves, because now we are maybe judging ourselves based off of what that other girl is maybe doing, or that other mom is doing, or that other business owner is doing, or maybe we're feeling shame or whatever. Like, we start seeing imagery and we start seeing all this stuff. And I even think about like coming down to like the filters and the cultivated, the curated content and the most beautifully, perfectly orchestrated Instagram page, or like the wording of like everything. It's very, at times it's creating a very false, like a false reality on there, right? Because people, you know, especially those that are on there running businesses, right? We are cultivating and curating content for our audience, right? And connecting into our audience through that stuff, right? And I try my damnedest to be as vulnerable, as real, as honest as possible, so that, you know, like the person you see showing up online, the person that's here on this podcast right now, is the person that you would, if you met me today and sat down and had a matcha with me, because I'm not a coffee drinker. You can drink the coffee. I'm going to drink the matcha or the tea. It's not that I don't love the taste of coffee. Love coffee, y'all. Okay. I do. But me and coffee and caffeine are not a good thing for my nervous system. It throws me into a full blown like anxiety attack. So I've had to learn I can't have the caffeine. Even decaf is like a no-go for my body. But matcha seems to do better. Again, different forms of caffeine, whatever. I don't know why. Don't come at me. Anyways, that's not what this is about. If you were to sit down with me and you ask any of my clients, they're all going to tell you this. The clients that have even spent time with me, like in person, when we've hung out, everybody always says that. Like, you are the person who you are online. There is no difference, right? I show the ups and the downs. I'm not going to sit there and show, you know, an create something that's not how it is, because I've unfortunately been on the back end of that, where people have created this very like manicured lifestyle on Instagram, and that is not what they're living. And I can tell you, I have seen it so many times, and it's really freaking difficult for me, because there's like an integrity piece and like this whole like being, you know, just trauma trained and sense of like, what are you, you know, you're working with people and you don't even realize like that in and of itself is like going to impact people negatively. That's going to create trauma. That is a big no-no for me. And so this last how many years has really been flushing out a lot of that and recognizing that that space, unfortunately, can have this like dark side, and it can have a rabbit hole effect where people are now not being deeply connected to themselves. And for me also, as a mentor and as a facilitator, a huge part of what I'm doing is connecting people into who they are and their own voice and their own intuition and their energy, not me giving them answers, me giving them a space to sort all those things out, right? And so social media, unfortunately, sometimes comes in and it creates this disconnect, because now we're not fully listening to ourselves, because we're listening to other people and we're like, oh, well, she's saying it this way. And then she's saying it this way. And then this person's doing this. And then that person looks that way. And then that mother is da, 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 da. And we can start going into this, you see the shame spiral we can go down, and we start becoming disconnected from ourselves. We also then are recognizing that we're not as present as we want to be in our day-to-day life. And we're not then as present and connected in with the people around us. How many of us, I'm raising my hand right now, so you are not alone in this, can recognize that we have used our phone, social media, as a tool. This is gonna like, you've used it as a tool to disconnect, to shut down, to check out, numb out, and just disassociate from everything in the world. I really want you to sit with that and actually notice, because at first I was kind of like, I don't know. But then I realized like, oh no. Like, so for me, I have lived in a chronic, I'm moving out of this. I'm not in a chronic freeze state now, but I was in a chronic freeze state for pretty much, now when I look at it, probably a good chunk of my life. It started when I was a child. And I know that the things that had gone on in my life that were cultivating this response in my nervous system of going into a freeze response. And I've had multiple incidences in my life where it's been a very traumatic experience. The last one was actually in 2020 when I went through a pretty intense situation with somebody that I had deeply trusted, and it was a female, and I just was completely blindsided by the situation. And I went into like a full-blown catatonic state for like 2 or 3 days. It was not good. On top of like, I was sick with the vid, and it was like a whole thing. And this was like the beginning of the shutdown. There was all these other things that came into play, but like I went into a full-blown freeze shutdown. Right. But I've also been in like a functioning freeze state for like the bulk of my life. And so as I was coming out of that complete freeze state, and I was trying to get myself back into like online spaces, again, this was like right in the height of like everything is just going absolutely bonkers. Right. And I was like, I was having such a hard time. And I would recognize that I was like trying to go on social media at times to like distract myself. And I was further compounding the freeze state, because then I was just shutting down even more because the overwhelm of the information, I just couldn't handle anything more. Or I was starting to judge myself of where I was at versus maybe where somebody was at, even that they were still like, you know, creating a wonderful business in the height of the freaking, you know, the craziest of times. And I was like, oh my God, like it was just so much. Right. And so I had to really peel back, and I had to like really honor my own energy and my own healing. And also when I'm looking at this from like, again, the lens of human design, I had to recognize that me being a projector, my natural auric state, like how my energy works with the other energy around me, is just to absorb energy. It's a beautiful gift to have, because when I do that, I'm able to really support the other person, right? Because I can absorb in their energy. I can feel where they're at. I get a better bird's eye view of what's going on for them. And then I can be a better mirror and create a better safe, supportive space for their healing to occur because of this energy exchange that I'm able to have with them. And there's other pieces and things within my chart and in my astrology chart that kind of, again, allow for this. But when I'm looking at just being a projector, this creates such a just this beautiful exchange of energy. The problem is that like when I'm on social media, I'm absorbing thousands of energies, thousands of perspectives, thousands of thoughts, thousands of just everything, thousands of emotions. And I'm an open emotional center, and I have an open spleen. I have all this openness, and I'm just like absorbing. And I'm magnifying. And I was like, oh my gosh, this, I had to recognize like I can't be on this space as much as I thought I could be on it. At least at that time, I really had to peel it back. Now, obviously, I'm coming back on, but again, it's very intentional. It's very in spaces that I know like I'm ready to be on the space, and I have to be very mindful and recognize this. Now, how does this apply like to the collective and like the grant, like all of you guys, like what I've been experiencing, what I have been noticing. So the interesting thing is that, again, I have been noticing a lot of people starting to talk about this whole feeling more disconnected, more dysregulated, noticing that social media has definitely been a space where maybe it's just been unhealthy or toxic or whatever the case may be, but they're noticing this, like, they don't, some of them are like, I don't really know why, but I'm just feeling like I need to pull off, or I don't really know why, but I just don't want to be here. Or like something's telling me like I need to get offline and like really be with myself and sit with myself and hear my own voice. And I'm like, yes, because a lot of the things that I think are coming up when you're looking at like collectively the energy, we've been building up to this. So there's different systems that I love to follow, right? I look at human design, I look at astrology, I look at a lot of these different things. And I also just kind of see like what's been talked about more and more online. We obviously see a lot more conversation about trauma work. We're hearing more conversations around nervous system regulation work. We're hearing more conversations about embodiment work and somatics. And this is all really beautiful. And these are things that I've been doing for a while now. And I'm really glad that these conversations are coming and more people are exploring them. And they're wanting to kind of like figure that out and like get into this work. But when I'm also looking at like astrologically and human design, there's some things and some themes that have been that are coming up. And I'm like, yeah, now the collective is feeling this, right? And so again, I am not an astrology expert. I have my areas of human design that are my areas that I feel like this is what I work with. And this is where I'm the most dropped in and skilled. Each area of these astrology and human design, there's so many different layers and stuff. So it's always just like me just prefacing it this, right? That I know where my zone of genius is in human design, and that's where I like to work when I'm working with clients. There's other things in human design that are not like, again, my area of expertise, but there are other people that really jam out on it, and I love learning from them. And so I'm just going to share with you some of the stuff that has been coming up collectively that I think like this is the important part for you guys to kind of hear. So in astrology, we look at astrology, we have like, it's basically kind of like a weather forecast of sorts, right? It kind of gives us like a, you know, we have a chance of rain, we have a chance of sun. So you kind of like have just like an idea of like what could be coming and how to kind of just like adjust for those potentials. It doesn't mean like, it's not like a crystal ball and telling you like, this is what will exactly happen. But I mean, I have found over the years of listening to astrologers, and kind of playing around with it, it's pretty kind of creepily accurate in a lot of ways. But I just say this, that it's like, again, there's always these choices that you make with the energy and which is kind of is being floated around, right? And so right now what's happening is Pluto is moving into the sign of Aquarius. Now, Pluto, it's a more slower moving sign or planet. So it moves through the signs at in much longer chunks. So like right now, I think we're Mercury's in retrograde. So you see like Mercury's in retrograde for like, you know, I think it's like usually like 3 weeks, all right? Right. But when Pluto is like in a sign, it's like we're talking like a long time. So Pluto is going to be in Aquarius from 2024 to 2044. This is a long chunk of time. So we're moving out of a long chunk that Pluto has been in another sign, and now it's moving into Aquarius. Now, the reason why this is important is because Pluto is like the planet of like death, rebirth, transformations. So it really kind of like shifts and changes, and it can be amazing and beautiful, but it can also feel like friction, and because we're tearing down maybe structures or ideals or systems, right? And so with that being said, the energy of Aquarius is very much like, it's like societally, like the community, the collective, it's technology, it's got like alien kind of like energy. It's very different and it's very forward thinking. So when you pair these two things together, we're looking at major transformations to like information, technology, data, collective thoughts. So when you look at social media and what that might mean, it's going to really be shifting and changing the social landscape of social media. And maybe we're going to even really start to see unfold like the dark and the pitfalls, which is what I have been experiencing like the last like 4 or 5 years, is what is the shadow of this, right? And again, as a projector, I feel like this is a part of what I'm going through and just projectorness aside, this is a lot of just what I'm here to do. And I feel like is my purpose is I go through some of this like darkness and this heavier energy and I move through it. And then through my own lived experience, I come back and I share that with others. And through my lived experience is what actually helps and support other people, because now you guys are kind of starting to move through the thick of it and you're starting to feel it. And you're like, what the fuck is up? Right? Like, that something's off and I don't know what's really off. And I'm recognizing like this doesn't feel good and all of this stuff. Right. And so this is just kind of being mindful of. And I just find it interesting that this is popping up because I didn't even know about it. Like, again, I was just like learning about it like the last couple of days. And I was like, oh my God, isn't that interesting? Like, And I have a lot of Aquarius in my chart. Okay. Like I'm like 5 planets deep with Aquarius in placements. Okay. It's a lot. You ask any astrologist, they're going to tell you that's a lot to have. And so for me, it's going to be massive transformations and a lot of things for me, especially with the areas that Aquarius is in my chart. So between now, like the next 20 years, it's going to be transforming everything for me. It's going to be great and it's going to be good. But it's like, I'm going to notice where people are going to like the Aquariuses just in general, like if you were an Aquarius, like a sun Aquarius or Aquarius moon or Aquarius rising, especially the sun and the rising, like, you know, we're going to move up into these like leadership roles and we're going to be moving up into this like way of thinking and thought because things are going to start transforming with the collective thought and things, and people are going to be like, oh my God, now what this person is making sense. And I have felt like this for the last like 4 years. Like, I feel like, oh my God, I feel like the things that I have to say, they're not going to make any sense. Like the collective is not ready for this. Like I'm going to sound like a freaking alien, which I always joke around, like, because I have so much Aquarius in my chart that I'm like, I'm AI in real life. Like I'm a legit alien. Like this is me. And so sometimes the things that I say, I feel like, oh, it's gonna like people aren't going to be able to like conceptualize the words that I'm speaking, or I'm going to sound crazy, or I'm not going to articulate it in a way that people are going to be able to fully grasp. And I think like that's going to start shifting. And maybe even the things that I'm saying right now in this moment are not going to be fully landing, but give it like the next like couple months. So sit tight, keep hanging out in the podcast, because I think like as the months start unfolding, as we start kind of moving in to this next year, that this podcast, we're going to go there and you're going to hear the things and we're going to get real dropped in. So you just got to be really ready for it. And then as we're looking at like from the lens of human design, so this is, again, this is not my area of expertise. When I'm working with human design with clients, there's other pieces within somebody's chart. Like this is what we're focusing on. Now, human design also has like a collective energy of a chart, right? Like just like astrology, you have like your natal chart and that's like your planets and your things and your signs that somebody can do like a birth chart reading. And then you've got like collectively like what's going on for everyone based off of like these bigger, you know, bigger things, concepts and ideals and what have you. And so for me, it's like, if I'm looking at it like from that lens, like I would be dealing with somebody's more like their specific natal chart. Like it's called your body graph in human design. So I'm usually working within the concepts of their body graph versus like on the collective energy. I've tried doing it before. If you hung out with me where I was like exploring that with like, I think I was doing like weekly emails getting sent out. And if at the time it just wasn't vibing, who knows? Maybe I'll come back to it. We'll see. But when this one thing that's coming up in human design, and a lot of people that are in human design have been hearing about this, and it's the 2027. Like this year, that year has been like everybody's like talking about the 2027. And it's because just like how Pluto has like these really long like transits, right? Where it's like big periods of time that it's in a sign. There's this one piece for us collectively within the human design, within that energy field. There's one piece of it that we have been working energetically together as a collective with one kind of energy since like 1615. Okay. That's a long freaking time. Right. And we're about to shift out of one way of being and into another way of being. So it's literally like this ending of a global cycle that we've been in. So it's going to create huge shifts in the system. And so when you have like a big shift like that coming, we're going to be feeling the effects of it these last how many years leading into 2027. That's why I think like you look at 2020 and when everything was like imploding in the last several years, we keep like, oh my God, oh my God. I'm not saying, and nor do I know like what these next several years are going to be. It just makes sense that a lot of these structures are falling apart. We're having a lot of these really bigger conversations. You're seeing a lot of this just friction, right? And people butting up with beliefs and ideals and, you know, one side from the other side, and you're seeing very extreme of sides and other people that are in the middle that are like, I'm just kind of in the gray area. Like, why is everybody be in the extremes? Hi, that's me. Welcome to Blair, like Blair's land. And I think it's also being a projector. I can very much see all of the sides that people are having. But I'm very much like in the middle, the gray of the gray when it comes to a lot of things. And that can't always be a fun area to live in right now, exactly like with everything that's been going on. Again, like when I get on social media, I'm like, oh my God, like this, this is just, it's a lot of noise, right? That's on there. Anyways, so as we're going into this 2027, so I just kind of wanted to, I'm actually going to just pull it up on my phone. So there's several different sites that you can go on to within human design. And I will float between several of them when I'm reading about this kind of stuff. And I'm looking right now at Jovian Archive. So we're talking about this shift, and it's really going to be this global, you know, massive shift that we're experiencing. And it's talking about how the old pattern or the old frequency that we were in was called the cross of planning. And this cycle of the cross of planning began with the breakdown of the feudal systems and the end of the rule of like warrior kings, you know, and it really evolved into what we have now today, right? Like this modern collective governments and social system, right? And I heard somebody else explain it as like, the systems in which we were living in before was very much like a resource exchange. Like I'm doing something and you're giving me something for this thing or vice versa, right? Like, you know, like I create a system, right? Like this is me as a coach, right? I create a program and somebody does an exchange of income, like money to purchase the program. And it's this exchange of resources, right? And that's a lot of what we have been kind of living in is this exchange of resources. I thought like when I heard it broken down like that, I was like, oh, that actually makes a lot of sense. I really like that. But when you really look at like the beginning of 1615 to where we are today, like clearly, especially when you look over the 1900s, how much, God, that really, it sounds painful to say, like, I just have to say that and name it because hi, I'm an 80s baby. So I'm like the 1900s, the fact that I even have to refer to them like that now, like what is happening? Okay. Sorry. I'm having a moment with myself. Like why? Anybody who was born in the 1900s, ouch, that hurts, right? For it to be said that way. Anyways, when you look, especially at the 1900s, how much things have shifted, how much things have evolved, and how we were living like in 1910, 1920 versus now 100 years later, it's like mind blowing, right? The shifts and changes that we've had. Well, now we're going to be moving into this new cycle for the collective, for society, for our how we're exchanging our energy. And we're moving into the frequency of the cross of the sleeping phoenix. And this has often been characterized as a cycle of the individual. And it's really about, we're going to really start to value our strategy and our inner authority. So this is where it comes into like within your human design, understanding your strategy, understanding your authority and how you're actually working with that and actually becoming more in tune to your individualism, your own needs, your own truth. And this is why my brain gets blown, because this is literally what I have been doing the last 4-5 years. I was being literally, I mean, I was abruptly pulled because of like a traumatic issue, right? Something happened really traumatically to me and it literally threw me into the depths of like the shadow. It was like the deep end without a fucking paddleboard, without a life vest, without whatever the fuck. And it was like, swim, right? And I was like, literally, I explain it like I had the rug pulled out from underneath my feet and the wool lifted from over my eyes. Everything came fucking flooding up. And I was like, holy motherfuck. I mean, trying to get me out, I'm like, it's no wonder I went into a, I went into freeze. And I went into like full blown freeze, could not function. And I'm not even kidding when I say I was catatonic for like 2 or 3 days. Y'all can message my husband and ask him. He was so concerned. He finally came in at one point. He was like, if you don't talk or move or say anything, like, I really think I'm going to have to take, he thought he was going to have to put me into like the mental institution because he was that concerned. Is that what they're called these days? I don't even know. Again, I don't know the right word. Is it meant? I don't know. Anyways, he was like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, I need to help you, but I don't know how to help you. Please, like, talk to me. And I recognize now, like, so much of this stuff, it really pushed me in to being with myself and really sorting myself out and really discharging from everyone else's energy, especially on social media, so that I could be with myself. And so as we're moving into this 2027, as we're moving into this energy field that we need to become more in tuned with ourselves, it has to be in our own auric field. It has to be removed from thousands of ideas and all of the thing, all the noise, right? And it can be like, this is the caveat to that. I think that you can come together in like healing community and with people that are going to create like a safe, supportive space. But unfortunately, currently right now, how the structure social media is set up, that is not that, right? So when I say being able to be with yourself, it does mean like right now, like behind the scenes, I'm sure you've seen, like I'm going and I've been finding people within my area to be in communion with, I'm going to like breathwork, women's circles, meetups. I'm doing like, I'm meeting and commingling with women that are in the same kind of like, in the same energy space and the same journey. You know, they may not always have same ideals as me, but we're in this much more like safe environment to be able to be exchanging our energy with, and versus being like literally bombarded with like all of the things on my phone, right? That I can't always control. And so this is kind of like that invitation for you, like as we're getting closer into 2027, as we're going into 2027, as a lot of these things are going to start folding, is like, if you're feeling pulled to get offline, this is probably why. And it doesn't mean as a business owner, like, because let me just be real. It flipped me the fuck out when I started having these feelings, because I'm like, how am I going to do that? I built a whole business online. What do you mean I need to pull off? Like, my body was screaming at me, telling me you don't need to be there. And I'm like, what do you mean? What does this all mean? I don't get it. I was freaking the fuck out. And the reality is like, there's other ways that I can be connecting in with you guys. The podcast is one of them. Hence why I'm saying, like, I think that the podcast is going to be this really great space that I could come on and I can share and I can like talk with you guys about everything that's going on. And then you can come here intentionally. I mean, think about it. Like, my girlfriend, I was with a girlfriend yesterday we met up and we were like, we're in the middle of creating some things together. And so we were like talking about all things. But of course, when we first sit down, we're like, we're talking about all these concepts and stuff. And she even reflected back about how she's like, yes, like podcasts are great because it's like an intentional choice that I make to be in that energy, right? It's like, what do I want to listen to? Do I want to listen to music? Maybe I want to listen to an audiobook, or do I want to put on a podcast? She's like, it's not the same with social media. You don't always get that choice of what's going to come flying into your face, right? Even with the most like carefully selected, you know, things that you're following, it's not always 100% going to be exactly what maybe you're needing. But when you choose a podcast, or you choose a book, or you choose a playlist, that's an intentional choice that you're making And it can be a very like spiritual healing experience, a somatic experience, a regulating experience that this is, I'm choosing to listen to this right now in this moment, right? And so I feel like that's why the podcast is going to be like a really fun place for me to play and to still connect in with everybody while I'm being more mindful and intentional when I'm online. Maybe that'll be more like email. I don't know, because email for me is like, I open up my email. Somebody was laughing at me. It was when I was in Mystic Falls, Covington, and we were out on a tour, and somehow me and my girlfriend got in this conversation of like, our emails or whatever, because we're sitting on the tram waiting to like move from one part to the next part. And we're saying something about like how many unread messages we have in our email. Y'all want to hear how bad it is? I pulled it up right now. 61,581 is what the red bubble says. I kid you not. And then there was like other people that were sitting on the tram and they were like, what? How do you have that many? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm at a point now where I'm like, fuck it. Like, there's so many that I don't even have the energy to try to delete everything. Like, it's too much. Right. And honestly, that's social media. It's too much. And oh, we were talking about this yesterday too. When I was meeting with my girlfriend, it's like, it's too much. It's too fast. Everything on social media. And if you know anything about in trauma work, we talk about this, that trauma is something that happened to us too much. It was too fast, too much, right? And when we look at social media, that's exactly what's happening right now. It's too much. It's too fast. It's too much information. It's too much what we think is connection, when in actuality, it's not. It's not even connecting us. It's too much, too fast. And so we as a collective are being pulled to be more in spaces to slow down, to be more introspective, to be more with ourselves, to figure out our own intuition, which is like our authority in human design and our strategy and our authority and like really figuring ourselves out. And it's like, when we do that, we're actually going to start making decisions and aligned decisions for ourselves that we so desire. And it's less about like, how is this for society? Or how is this going to look for the gram? Or how is my mom going to take this? Or is this the right thing? Like, it's not about family dynamics. It's not about society. It's not about any of those things, because we're actually going to be really stepping into this next, you know, frequency globally of getting more in tuned with ourselves. And so it's really going to shift the whole global landscape. And it's probably not even going to see the full effects of this in our lifetimes. Okay. Because like I said, the last global cycle started in 1615. Like, and obviously you can see the massive changes. Like, I'm not saying that we're definitely not going to see some changes, because when you have the 2027 coming up and now we have this Pluto in Aquarius, and it's going to be directly affecting like technology and social, you know, our societal beliefs and information and stuff, we're definitely going to start seeing some shifts and changes 100%. But when we're looking at like the grand scale of like what this is going to look like on a global scale and the frequency of the collective, we're not going to see it in our lifetime, but we're sure as shit going to be laying the framework for it and what the foundation is of it. And when we're talking about like this generational trauma and this breaking of these cycles, like, we are the cycle breakers right now. We are creating shifts right now that are going to lay framework for hundreds of years from now. And it just blows my mind when I think about it, that I think like this is the jumping point. And us trusting that, and us becoming more connected with ourselves and getting offline and actually disconnecting so that we can reconnect with ourselves and reconnecting with the people around us. And again, this doesn't mean that we can't all come together from different places in the world. Like, hi, I'm running a retreat. Side note, I'm running a retreat in April in Sedona. Anybody from all around the world can come to this experience. It's going to have limited spots. We're going to come together. It's like, what, 3.5 days? It's April 3rd through April 7th. I should know the dates of my own retreat. I believe April 3rd, April 7th. It'll be in the show notes. But we're going to come together and we're going to, you know, sit and heal and move through and be connect into ourselves, right? And really, what does that mean to really be in our own energy and like be able to strip away all this other stuff? And I mean, I'm going to be very intentionally creating this experience. Like once all the women are signed up for this experience, I'm going to very carefully be creating it to fit their all their individual needs, because I know that that's what's most important. It's everybody needs to tap into their own individual needs while also supporting the group as a whole. And that's exactly what we're being called into, because the more that we are dropped into our own individual truth and we're actually leading through our own authority and our own strategy, this is how it's going to reverberate out. Like when we're talking about creating, my mentor talks a lot about this, about creating the ripple, creating the wave, being the ripple and the wave. This is how it's going to be. It's going to start on an internal frequency of your own individualism, of stepping into your own truth. And this is how it's going to radiate out. And it's going to be fucking potent and powerful and amazing. And I'm fucking here for it. And I'm so pumped. And this recording went way longer than I anticipated it to go. But it's just, it's too fucking good. And I'm so freaking excited. So if you're ready, buckle up, get ready, because the next couple of years are going to be exciting. Again, there's so much more here, like the Pluto and Aquarius and 2020. Again, so much stuff to dive into there. These are not, again, my areas of total expertise. I'm sharing with you guys things I have been collecting and learning as I've been going. I'm going to start creating more stuff. Like, what am I trying to say here? Oh my gosh. I've got probably like 8 episode ideas and conversations that I want to have. And then I want to be able to pull on some people to talk more in depth on some of these concepts. So like I said, be ready. Things are going to get really amped up here. I'm really excited about it. And I'm excited to be connecting here with you outside of the social media realm. Because as you've maybe heard me say before, I'm a strong believer that when women come together, massive healing and transformation can occur. And that is exactly what we're moving into this next year. We're already feeling the effects. I'm so pumped for it. So before I let you go, like I said, I have the retreat coming up in April. So there's multiple ways to be working with me as we're moving into 2024. April 3rd through the 7th is the Sedona retreat. If you want more information about that, it includes so much. Like it's an all-inclusive retreat minus like flights and the travel expenses, but everything is taken care of. This house, you guys, when I start sharing pictures of it, you're going to freaking die. Like it's gorgeous. Like the ground, it's like 2 acres of like lush grounds. It's got like 150 foot beach access to the Oak Creek. It's a 5,000 square foot luxurious home. Stunning. Everyone who has seen a picture of it so far, because I haven't shared a lot, the pictures are, they are like, what? It's like, you're going to be entering a portal like none other. It's absolutely amazing. And you are going to have delicious, Reiki infused, intentionally created meals by an amazing chef who lives locally here to me, who is just the sweetest. And it's just be fresh and just, oh my God, amazing food. When you see the menu, again, you're going to die. And like fresh refreshments and everything. We're going to be including so much into this program or this retreat. Definitely want to talk to me if you're interested. I'm also including 2 months worth of kind of like a mini mastermind container for the ladies who sign up for this. So a full month of coaching before we meet to kind of lead up and prep us and get us like dropped in and me working with you in any season, any area of your life that you're needing. And then a month afterwards, we're going to be integrating and kind of further anchoring into everything that we kind of moved through within the retreat. So that's really, really special. I do have openings for one-on-one clients, not many, but it's definitely something that I will have available through the month of or through the next year. So just reach out to me for those. Again, that's very intentionally curated for where you're at and your needs. So reach out to me if that's something you're interested in. I have a full moon soul flow class on December 29th. So that's a Wednesday. The full moon is on the 26th, but I felt like, you know what? Everybody's just coming off the holiday. Ain't nobody want to, you know, I'll need a day, especially if you're going to be dealing with family dynamics the way I'm going to be dealing with some family dynamics. I'm going to need a day or two. So the 27th. So it's December 27th at it'd be 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard. I'm actually 6:30 p.m. Mountain Standard. I'll put the link for that in the show notes. What else? Oh, I'm doing a projector in your back pocket Voxer package. This is the first I've announced of it. I'm really excited. So this is a fun way to be working with me and kind of just like have a projector in your back pocket when you need me in real time as you're going through things. I do Voxer packages with my one-on-one clients, but this is a little bit different. I'm kind of like separating out the just the Voxer access versus kind of like everything else that my one-on-one clients get when they're in a one-on-one package with me. So if you're interested in the differences and what that actually looks like, message me and I can kind of share like the differences and what might be a better fit for you. I'm also going to be doing a lot more in-person events. I have one that will be coming up either at the end of next month or beginning of February. We're kind of working out the dates. I have a lot of co-collaborative opportunities that I'm going to be doing here locally. So if you're in the Phoenix, Gilbert, Queen Creek, Mesa, Tempe, Scottsdale area, I live in Gilbert, Arizona. I'm going to have a lot of really great, amazing opportunities coming in person work. So be on the lookout for those. I'm trying to think of what else. I feel like that's everything of ways that you can be working with me in the new year. But yeah, if you have questions, feel free to DM me. Again, I'm not opposed to being on the social medias. I'm just being more mindful. You can still message me on the Instagrams or the Facebooks. You can email me. Again, all that's in my show notes. If you enjoyed this conversation, if this is something that really landed for you, please share it. And then I'm like, but share it on the socials. It's like, I think the more that we can get people maybe like off the socials into a conversation like this is always going to be good, right? Because this is where I want to start having more of the conversations versus over on the socials. I used to do this a lot on the socials. I'm now just going to be like, nope, it's going to be here on the podcast. So yeah, I love you guys. Thank you for sitting with me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for holding space and listening to me. That's always such an honor. Podcasting is always such a weird thing because for me as a projector, I love to be seen. I love to be heard. I love to be validated. We do. And it's definitely weirder because it's not like I'm sitting in front of, like I used to, you know, stand on stages in front of like hundreds of people and speak. And it's much different because I'm not talking to anybody but myself or like an empty room or even like a live on, you know, Facebook or on Instagram. It's not like a direct interaction that I'm getting. And so I'm even trying to rework kind of my own fears and feelings around that and just trusting that this is what intuitively and my body and my energy is like, no, you're doing the right thing. Hang out over here. It might be a little weird in the beginning that you're not getting that same level of always that connection that you're feeling like you're getting when you're on the socials. But I think it's, again, something that might not make sense all the way, all the time. It's going to start making more sense here as we start kind of unfolding things. So I love you guys and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.